Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 4-H Youth Coordinator Amy Green about preparations for the county fair. This is part one of a two-part interview. Preparations underway for the 2020 Washington County Fair, set to begin on Sunday. Can you kind of give us a snapshot of what's happening on the fairgrounds this week to get ready?
Yes, Sally. This week is always a busy week. The week before the county fair, we just completed yesterday, actually, communication entries. And so many of our 4-H'ers have again submitted to be a part of the educational presentations. This year it looked a little different, and they submitted those as YouTube video links. And our judges still came to our office and clicked through all of the videos and provided feedback and selected winners. And so that part of the county fair has already come and done, and we have winners selected for that. But now, still yet in this week, we will be doing our non-livestock judging on Saturday. And so projects have come in already, have been organized by department. We have evaluation sheets ready. Ribbons are ready. The building is ready for judges to arrive on Saturday morning and process all of those different projects and evaluate them. And then Sunday, trailers will start rolling in for our bucket, bottle, and dairy show. And then every day, we kind of check two more livestock shows off the list. So it is already here, and it's rolling by quickly, believe it or not.
Very exciting. And with the livestock, as far as that's concerned, was there a new building project?
The fairgrounds looks like a whole new place in the north corner because of the cattle barn. We have taken down since the 2019 county fair. The fair board has demolished the two old cattle barns and put up one wonderful structure in its place. And under that barn, dairy, breeding heifers, market animals, and bucket bottle projects will all be able to be housed under the same roof during the fair seasons. And then that facility is also available, you know, for multi-purpose. It's set up so it's an open middle space, so all kinds of events can be housed in there too. So that's definitely a new huge facelift to that corner of the grounds. We also are really excited this week. The finishing touches are going on a brand new champion spot backdrop that was kind of needed to be moved a little and remodeled a little after the cattle barn project happened. And so we're really excited that that'll be ready for some great photos this coming week for kids to kind of remember the year and remember their projects. We also are really excited for this year, too. We have brand new poultry cages. We have a senior poultry exhibitor who had written a grant to help support the poultry project area. And so although they're not going to be set up in the barn like a normal year, we're going to be utilizing those in the way that we have our show this year. So there's lots of new things on the fairgrounds physically for us to see and enjoy this year.
And the public will be able to see those in photos. Can you remind us what steps are being taken as far as COVID-19 is concerned and how the public can see the fair or hear about the fair?
Yes, that is a very new and important component to the 2020 fair this year, that the people who will be on the fairgrounds next week are going to be exhibitors and people who have wristbands. All of our families have been given a certain amount of wristbands to distribute to their people, who I kind of am calling their pit crew. Every kid is kind of allotted their set number of pit crew to come and help and support them that day in their projects. So the public and all of the many people even across the nation who want to enjoy the county fair can do so through a live stream that's being offered by KCTC. All week, every show will be available through their YouTube page and then also saved. So we're excited. Kids can even go back and watch themselves, which is kind of a neat bonus. They haven't been able to do that before either. So, yes, everyone can still watch, support. We encourage them to leave comments and every emoji they can on those things to encourage our 4-H'ers and let them know people are watching from everywhere.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County 4-H Youth Coordinator Amy Green talking about preparations for this year's county fair. This is part one of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.